Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's extra. Do-do-do-do. Dickie V is a PTP baby. Damn right he is.
You can do his voice. Everybody can do his voice.
Kind of.
He's a PTP baby. Right, yeah.
Like every bike.
Oh, he's a diaper dandy.
Oh boy. I didn't know if I'd hear you and Lou moaning like that, Zach. That was a little bit of a treat there. A little moan from Lou and Zach. How about that? It's the Roundtable here on ESPN 680 105.7. Thanks for joining us. It's a 5 o'clock hour. Presented to you by Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, 27 area locations, walk-in, drive-through delivery. Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, that's Louisville's go-to liquor store. They got your beer, your wine, your bourbons, tequila, vodka, whatever you want, plus cigars. If you miss buy three, get one free cigar Wednesday yesterday, you can pick that back up next Wednesday. It's every Wednesday. Go to Cox'sLouisville.com, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Let's not leave him waiting any longer. Our guy in Indianapolis, Andy Sweeney, joining us 107.5 The Fan, the wake up call. Andy, how are you doing today on this beautiful Friday evening? I hope the weather's nice up by you like it is by us.
No, it's not Friday. It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Are you off tomorrow? Yeah. I mean, what are you doing?
No,
I mean, it's a big difference in days there. I mean, Friday would be fantastic if it was Friday at 5 o'clock.
I get my days mixed up in the summer, Andy, so that's what it is. I wish it was Friday,
fair
but it's
enough.
Thursday.
Big Dak hanging out, doing whatever Strebel does. You were alone, weren't you, for the most part, in New York for
yes.
4 or 5 days?
Yes, I was. I was in an Airbnb all by myself. The wife and the twins and the baby stayed back. It was just me and Kellen.
Wasn't there a woman upstairs?
Yes.
Wasn't this a split house? So you stayed with a woman.
Well, her husband was there too.
House.
Her husband was there too.
Well, I mean, hence the pineapple. You never had a problem looking away on that, okay? So,
no.
I mean, you didn't see them. Did they hear you? Did you hear anything? How did that all go?
Oh, yeah. They were very nice, actually. Her husband had a really good bourbon collection. So we'd sit and hang out in the evening and drink bourbon and look at the scenery. And, no, he had a very, very good time. We had a great time. He had some –
hung out with them then.
Yeah, I hung out with them. Yeah. It was – they were very, very nice, very accommodating. Super. Yeah, I had a great time. We actually became friends. They're gonna come to Kentucky and do the bourbon trail. So I was like, yeah, call me up.
That's fantastic. Did you befriend them on Facebook or anything like that?
No. I'm not on Facebook since I got hacked, and I never went back.
That's right. You never went back. The Russians got you.
Yeah, the Russians got Putin got me. So they're older. They're in like their 50s. So they don't do like Twitter or Instagram. I don't think. I haven't looked, but I don't think they do those things.
I was about to say they do Facebook. If they're in their 50s,
yes,
they do Facebook.
they're Facebook aficionados. But no, man, it was a great week. I loved
good.
Western New York was awesome. Niagara Falls was awesome. It was beautiful. A lot more Trump signs up there than I thought there would be. There was Trump everywhere. I was shocked, Andy.
Well, New York's just like everything else. The city carries just like you know, Louisville and Lexington, they
sure.
carry all the blue, you know. don't they in Kentucky? I mean, I guess a little bit of Bowling Green. That's basically how it is in New York.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part.
And I wasn't aware of that.
Carry blue in New York City.
Because it's so deep blue. I was like, I'm going up to the land of libs, and I'm riding around, you know, looking at the scenery. It's like Trump 2024 revenge, and I was like, what the hell? I was like, am I Shively? Where am I right now? I don't know what's going on. it did take me for a loop though, seeing that. But actually, I wanted to start off with you with two Indiana questions.
On
WDRB earlier today, Andy, looking to see if they had any content for me today. And Rick Bozich had an article up, and I'm pulling up right now because I want to make sure that I get all this correct. But it was about Indiana football. And it says it says right here, IU football moving Hep's Rock while enhancing game day experience. What the hell is Hep's Rock? What? It's this big rock. I didn't know they had a rock. Like, I knew about Howard's Rock at Death Valley.
Remember Terry Hefner who passed away?
Yes.
Remember him?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's like an honor of him.
Okay.
I guess we're just moving it. I mean, you know, they're just, you know, when you get, you know this, Street, but when you get a new coach, you act like you're, you know, you always do a thing or two, right, that kind of like energize along with. You try to capitalize on a little bit of energy,
right?
Of bringing a new guy,
Signetti,
and so that's basically, and that's basically what Indiana's doing.
Okay,
to try to move away from being, you know, the worst bottom 10 football program in the history of college football.
Right. I mean, you move away from Tom Allen.
I just they're trying like. That's what they're doing. Who knows? Who the hell knows what's going to happen?
Okay,
that's what they're trying to do.
Okay, gotcha. I just didn't know they had a rock. I didn't know that was in because I was like,
IU the rock.
Yeah, IU football didn't know had tradition. So that's why it confused me because I didn't know there was a tradition in IU football. So there. Okay, so that answers that question. All right, my second one is, man, you sent me a picture that sent me for a loop. I mean, you interviewed Caitlin Clark one-on-one. I mean, she's the golden goose of the WNBA. What was it like interviewing Caitlin Clark? I mean, I'm sure Biscuit's very jealous that you were able to interview her.
I sent it to Biscuit.
You did?
Someone talk to me about it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Remember when Shaq said, hey, Kobe, how's my bleep taste?
Yes.
I basically sent him that. I'm living basically Biscuit's dream scenario.
You are.
You understand that?
Yeah.
I'm living Biscuit's dream scenario. By the way, why is Biscuit not involved with the Banta Tarillo podcast that's coming out?
It's a great question.
Why is he not involved? He has been pushed off to the side.
He has
been. I don't
been.
Appreciate it.
I
but
think
yeah, Biscuit is not happy. I whispered to Caitlin Clark, Jeff Walls, he's a bum, right? You know, just a little whisper.
Right, whisper.
A little whisper in the ear to Caitlin Clark. No, I'm kidding. It was something to where, you know, she has a team around her, dude. I mean, it's like, you know, and you know, I've said it. They went from being just a completely irrelevant franchise to, I mean, Strebel, we were there because, you know, we did it, you know, to, you know, A, to get Caitlin Clark, but also, you know, just for relationships. So we're never out because we're in the morning, you know, not as many, you know, remotes and stuff like that, okay? And so, you know, that game was at noon.
Well, that's a weird time for a game, yeah.
Well, they played five or six games that day, did the WNBA, and they were all in the middle of the day. Now,
gotcha.
They used to do a little bit more of that, you know, because it didn't really matter with the crowds. But now, you know, the Fever have done a lot less of that because of the crowds. But this was a noon game, And so, you know, me and, you know, one of the engineer guys that was with us for the remote, yes, I do not have to set up my remote, Streeple.
How about that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It must feel good.
Yeah, and so, you know, he, you know, it's 10:15. You know, they're opening the doors. There's thousands of people there. I mean,
that's crazy.
Thousands of, and so they're selling out. I mean, they have, you know, they have 17-2 is what that can hold, and they're selling it out, Strebel, or close to selling it out just about all the time. And so, you know, I think even me have kind of not understood, but not really grasped how popular she is.
Yeah.
And it's just, Strebel, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, she's a rock star.
It's ridiculous. I mean, she went from, you know, I mean, we got 9-10 minutes with her doing that interview, right to a meeting with 20 Nike executives.
Jesus.
You know, who are in town. So it is unbelievable. And eat it, Biscuit.
Eat it. I love that. The capper on all of it. Eat it, Biscuit. Take that. I interviewed your goat. Yeah. I wish that would have been the best thing ever. Like, no one else listening to that interview would have had any idea what you were talking about if you just started talking about Jeff Walls. They would have been like, "What? Who the hell is that? Who's he talking?" It's like, hey, Jeff Walls. What if, like, beating Louisville in the Elite Eight or whatever it was where she scored like 40 points or whatever? They probably would have caught her off guard too. Like, what?
How easy was that game?
Yeah.
How simple was that game to execute?
Do you feel like you were at practice? Do you feel like you're going up against a practice squad? That would have been fantastic.
Exactly.
Andy Sweeney here joined us from 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis. So, Andy, one of the things this week that we've been talking about, Rick Pitino, he tried to say he was sorry to Louisville fans. He tweeted out a picture of Russ Smith at the TBT, yep, along with Earl Clark and some of the other guys. Yep. And it's Louisville fans aren't having any of it. Now, Diener's fine. He's you know, he's fine. And he called it up.
Yeah, but Diener's different.
Exactly.
Diener's different on this.
Yeah, he's swimming in different waters.
By the way, are you guys broadcasting the TBT this year?
Oh,
is
yeah.
Happening?
Oh yeah. Diener's doing play by play. Bob's doing color. You're damn right.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. Who's doing color while Bob's late to the game?
Nick Curran.
I'm joking, Bob. Nick, I'm joking. Come on.
Bob's at the ESPYs.
How about that?
I know.
So who did his show today? Nick Calvano? Nick step up?
Oh, Nick's in the big chair all week this week. Nick's been
all week this week.
All week. They had Russ Smith in the studio yesterday. He brought his bourbon with him.
Yeah, I've seen quite a bit. I'm just gonna be nice about that.
Okay.
Enough with the bourbon. I'm kidding. I have seen that a lot. Boy, Russ is pushing that out, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he is.
He must think the end is near on his pro basketball career. He's in his 30s. Like, it's time, like, right. Like, come on, Blank. You want to buy a couple? Liquor bar? Come on, Blank.
Come on, Blank.
Oh, I heard Blank and Stillman got into it.
Yeah.
They got into it.
Well, that's what I heard, too. I forgot exactly what the... What the
you didn't get the sound? You didn't play the sound? No one cut the sound? No. What's James Black doing?
Who knows? James Black's doing like 7 jobs. He's trying. He's putting out fires all over the place.
That's I don't feel bad for him. I probably should. I actually don't feel bad for him.
You lived that life.
He knew what he was getting into.
Yeah. You live that life. You know. But yeah, still has become a little prickly. I don't know what it is, but he's kind of turned heel around here when it comes to Louisville. He's like, you know, he's like kind of giving Jeff Brohm a little work. He's giving Pat Kelsey a little work on that video where he's the moon man in the portal. He, you know, still I don't know what's happened with Stillman. I don't know if he's finally decided to leave his Louisville roots behind.
He's not warped, Strebel.
Yeah, that's what you're exactly right. Yeah,
he's not warped. You know, Blank lives it every day, right?
Like, yes.
Like Stillman lives 3 hours away.
Yeah,
he's not warped by Louisville Twitter and things like that. Like,
sure,
he's not. I guess what Louis tells us, they battled over what? They battled over the teams at the back end of the college football playoff.
That's what it is.
Are bums basically?
Yeah, they shouldn't be included, and they're going to get run. They have no chance to win the college football title, which I agree with him on that. you and I are in agreement with that. Probably the teams 8 through 12 are not going to have a shot. I'm sorry. They're going to try to pretty it up and say everyone has a chance now. It's not always going to be Ohio State and Alabama and Georgia and Texas. And in the end, it's going to be one of those four teams going to win the title every year. It's still going to be Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas.
Can they win a game? I mean, the conversation is, though, can they win the game?
Yeah.
I mean, the conversation is the chance of them making and winning the national title. Could somebody do it and get on this magical run? Sure. I'm not saying that would never happen. I don't think that would ever,
right.
You know, it could happen. It's sports, right? It's live sports. It could absolutely, probably happen. But, can they win a game and pull off a colossal upset, which nukes like a one seed? Can they do an Oakland or a St. Peter's or any other failings that John Calipari has had? By the way, DJ Wagner looking good in that red. He's just in a different red.
Yeah.
He's good in it. Man, Ruman's a member right the whole time. He does look good in red. He looked more comfortable in red for his 8.6 points per game than he did at Kentucky last year.
It's a deeper red.
It's a deeper red. It's not the Cardinal bird.
No.
It's not Louis. It's not a Louis locker.
No, it's not Louis locker. By the way, I don't know if you saw it on Twitter or not, but I finally got my swag bag for donating to NIL. And Andy, it's the saddest swag bag anyone's ever received. It's terrible.
Now, the guy that gives, dare I say, hundreds or thousands even, or is set up on a payment plan where he's consistently giving each week, does he get a better swag bag than what you got?
No.
That's the question I would have. Everyone gets the same one?
From what I understand, everyone gets the same one. So if you sign, because there's options, obviously, for Club Blue. Now, those people get more access, and I'm not going to any of these events because they're all in Lexington, but I've even had some invitations to go out and watch Mark Pope speak and do stuff like that because I'm in Club Blue, so they'll send me an invite or whatever. But they get more personal, players will Zoom call them and say, hey, thanks for joining Club Blue or whatever. But I think everybody gets the same swag bag, so essentially it's just I got a pen. A koozie, a pair of plastic sunglasses. I got a portable cell phone charger, which I actually might use that. I got a bumper sticker that says Club Blue, and essentially that's it. That's what I got.
It's like a V-Show prize pack.
No, the V-Show prize pack would at least have a bobblehead. At least give me a bobblehead. I didn't even get a bobblehead.
It might be Billy Hamilton. It might be a Billy Hamilton bobblehead or a Sam LaCure bobblehead. I'm trying to think of other just very random, random old Reds that we used to have.
Yeah, I was laying around the
bobbleheads up. Bronson Arroyo holding his guitar before he sings Nickelback.
Yeah, this is how you remind me by Bronson Arroyo. There's some breaking news. Daron Lamb is not going to suit up for La Familia TBT. That made me sad.
Okay, so where has he been? Has he been playing professionally? I legit have no idea however many years what Daron Lamb's been up to. I have zero idea.
That was the same question I had, because I was looking forward to seeing an out of shape kind of chubby Daron Lamb that all he does all day is just DM girls on Twitter and that's the Daron Lamb I wanted to see out of shape, kind of big Daron Lamb, hit a couple threes, but it's Daron Lamb, Marcus Teague, and Reed Travis are out of the La Familia TBT now.
Well, those are three good players, so they're going to stink then. Those are three solid players.
Now, they still do have the Harrison twins, Eric Bledsoe, Willie Cauley-Stein, James Young, Kellen Grady, Nate Sestina, Daniel Orton, Brandon Canada. And then they have Innis Freedom's brother, Kareem Cantor, who looks like he's 70 years old. I don't know how he figures into this, but he's on the team.
Well, see, okay. I, I totally forgot that Ian Kanter had a brother.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
I don't know if I knew that. I'm trying to think now that he was on there. Well, so is this like a big – so Kentucky, I mean, you know this, Treble. I mean, you're now selling shirts. You're doing what Louisville fans do.
Yes.
So all Kentucky fans are doing – by the way, who's doing the work for that? Who's doing the work for you on that?
Max and I are doing – we're both doing the work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. We're both.
Well, I was just wondering because you're not doing all of it.
I know. I'm not doing it all by myself.
Who is helping? Okay. Well, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
I didn't. That's the first thing I thought. Okay. But I mean, Kentucky fans are acting like Louisville fans on the DBT. I've seen a lot of that.
Yeah, they
on
are.
Twitter. So is that what's happening then? Basically.
Yeah, but they're not like. I did see that the TJ Walker, the sports talker, was mad on his show the other day because the tickets for the TBT in Lexington are more than the tickets for the TBT in Louisville.
Well, I thought he would like that.
He doesn't like it. He's like, why?
It's more of a premier ticket.
That's right.
For Kentucky. I mean, you're going to see, you're going to see the creme de la creme. Daniel Orton in there, guys. You love. Yeah,
who would love to see
Kelly Grady? Kellen Grady. What a year!
Who don't want to see Brennan Canada? The one that makes me the angriest is Nate Sistine. I don't know why. I never was a fan of his.
Oh, he had a terrible year. Oh, and everyone kissed his booty. No one crushed him.
He and Kyle Tucker still
him for being a bum.
Oh yeah, he and Kyle Tucker still smooch on Twitter like on a daily basis.
Do they?
Oh yeah.
No one crushed him.
Nobody.
He did not have a good year either. He had a very bad year. I mean, he was essentially benched, was he not?
Yeah, he was. He started off as a starter, and then as the year went on, he came off the bench. And, you know, he's supposed to be the three-point stretch four,
right.
And he couldn't hit a shot.
Yeah. He couldn't make a shot, though. He's one of those that did not translate.
No.
It happens to guys.
Yeah.
It happens.
And that's the scary thing about Louisville and Kentucky, both of their teams. I mean, it's all transfer portal guys. Like, I mean, how many of those guys on Pat Kelsey's team or Mark Pope's team aren't going to translate? I mean, they've got teams, players from Drexel, South Florida, Washington. And, you know, Washington, I know, is a Power Five, but who gives a damn about Washington basketball? Oklahoma, I mean, you'd rather have those guys. But, I mean, they've got a bunch of those dudes on their rosters. And it's like all the fans are like, oh, yeah, we're going to be great and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like... Yeah, but a certain percentage of these guys are not going to translate. Like, they do not have any high school recruits at all. Kentucky's got the one guy, Colin Chandler, who hadn't played basketball in 2 years. He was like that in Travis Perry. Cool. They have a couple high school guys, but it's going to be interesting to watch both teams because not every guy's going to come in there and average what they averaged in you know, whatever conference they came from. They're going to take a significant drop.
Let me ask you this. What could Pat Kelsey and U of L had what could they have done on their video for you not to have crushed them?
Nothing. Zero. There's nothing.
Okay,
nothing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I did give them kudos to, like, the production was actually good. Like, they don't have any money for anything else. They have the money for this video. That was the main question I had. They were, the budget's in free fall, and we have to at least sell out one football game. We have to have X amount of tickets sold for the season for basketball to make budgets. Like, but they, I mean, it was good production. I'm not going to crush it. It looked good. And I'm like, okay, you're crying poor, but then you throw, I mean, thousands?
Yeah, but just Yeah, but Cerebral, just a guy. It's just a worker there. The content guy, he has a job, and that happened to be his job, right? I mean, that's all it was. I don't think they put anything else into it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I mean,
graphics and stuff. It's like high-quality graphics, like CGI. Pat Kelsey looked like Tony Stark.
Yeah, but they got that. But that's someone's job. That's someone's job.
But it costs money to produce that, don't you think? Like, like all those graphics and effects and stuff, like, cost money.
Yeah, I think... Well, yeah, but I think they have the program. Like, I don't know if they're buying the CGI. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying they have a worker, and it's his job to do that. Like, it's your job to do the radio show.
Right.
It's his job to create, you know, stuff, short, you know, whether it be a short film a commercial or do the social media or whatever. I felt bad for that guy. Kentucky fans were crushing them.
Well, I mean, months on it.
I mean, it was with Pat Kelsey. Okay, they're trying.
Pat Kelsey, hang on.
I saw Mark Pope with the football helmet.
Oh, it was bad.
Like a doofus.
Yeah, it was. I crushed him.
You guys are the same, Streamer.
I know.
You're the same now. Cal's gone, bro.
I know.
You're not that different than U of L, bro. You're talking about 6-7 win football, and you don't know if you have a top 25 team, bro. You're just like. Because you're just like Pat Kelsey.
That's what you are. It pisses me off because we're having the cornball off between Kelsey and Pope, and Kelsey took the lead with that dopey video in his rip-off Daft Punk astronaut suit. And then I'm sitting pretty, and then yesterday I get a bomb dropped on me, and now Pope's got a football helmet on. And I was like, damn it. I mean, what are we doing here? Like, thank you, Mark Pope, for ruining my week. It did. It ruined my week. It was like a stab to the gut.
Get Pope away from the football team, too. How about that? Put that on a shirt, Godby. get him away from the football team. Yeah. I don't need the stink of Mark Stoops' 6-win season on Mark Pope. Get him away. We don't need Vince. Get Vince away. Sorry, Vince. Go back and throw your DMs out there, Vince. Go to the phone, okay? Do what you got to do. Did you get the text that Cooper Hassan was sitting close to Mark Stoops at the Justin Timberlake concert?
I didn't get that text. No, I knew Cooper was there, but no, he did not enlighten me. He was by Vince. He was by Big Dog.
Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Uh-oh.
He goes, Stoops and Eddie Grand sitting behind me at the Justin Timberlake concert.
What's Eddie Grand doing there? Why did Eddie Grand doesn't...
He's always there. What do you mean, what's he doing there? He's paid to be there, just like the guy you about paid to make the filthy video with Pat Kelsey.
But Eddie Grand...
He's paid to be. That's his job.
Bring Mike Stoops. Eddie Grand hated all of it. He wasn't looking at the women. He didn't give a damn about Justin Timberlake. He wasn't drinking a beer. I know that. At least Mike Stoops would have enjoyed some of it. Like, bring Mike Stoops.
Mike Stoops is on like an exotic vacation. I can see Mike Stoops on like a family vacation or something. Not no one else is in town. It's only Eddie. God knows what Vince is doing. Yeah, why was it? Was Vince not there? That's the question.
Yeah.
But then a second ago, I bet that's a scene followed by middle-aged women ready to act up. That's from.
Well, he's a pig. He's a pig and slop. Then he's a pig and slop. Do you know what I saw on Twitter that made me sad, Andy?
What's that?
So you know, Terry Miners. He just celebrated his 39th year at 840 WHAS. So of course, you know, Locke retweeted it and smooched up to him, and Terry Miners didn't respond. No response from
today. When's the last time you checked? Maybe he's responded
today.
Recently.
No. I checked.
As of today?
45 minutes ago, I checked. He didn't say thank you. Because Locke was like, I loved working with you. It was great. And nothing like, I liked working with you too, buddy, or miss you, or nothing. Nothing.
Got, like love you, buddy, miss you, you know, something nothing. Like that. He got nothing.
I knew you'd like that.
The only time Locke comes across my feed now is when he's retweeting like some stat that's like, in the last 9 years, the most wins by a college basketball team against Power 5 schools, and you know it's just because Virginia's higher than Kentucky.
Exactly.
Like, you know it's a Virginia or like something that's negative about UK football. Like something like that's the only time I see him. I swear, it's the only time is when he's retweeting something. You know, great about U of L, bad about Kentucky, great about Virginia.
Notice he didn't DM us. He was talking big bleep about the College World Series, like, oh, yeah, Virginia, da-da-da. They got swept out there, like, the first to go, and there was crickets from Locke. Like, he didn't say.
They drank, like, 100 of those shots.
It's embarrassing.
You know, embarrassing fan base.
They That's really are.
I mean, it's a shame, is it not?
If they would have handed out tiki torches, they would have taken a bunch of those. They would have led the charge.
Man, there's just like who wants to be a part of anything Virginia? Like honestly, who's? I mean, the basketball had its time, and it's now eroding.
Yeah,
you know, the best player in the history of you know, Virginia basketball had a man bun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kyle Guy.
He had a man bun.
Yeah.
You know, I did think of Locke the other day when something came across my feed about Isaiah Briscoe.
Oh.
I was like, and he hated it. What happened with Isaiah Briscoe recently?
He was talking. He was like getting into a fight with a former Kentucky player. They're like playing against each other in Israel or somewhere like that. And he was like talking stuff like "keep your name out of my mouth." Like he just went over Isaiah Briscoe on somebody. Yeah, he just totally went Isaiah Briscoe on somebody. But yeah, Locke hated him. Oh my gosh, when he came back, he still sucks. But he didn't. Again, he came back, he wasn't very good. Like that was the team that lost the Elite Eight to North Carolina, the heartbreaking game with De'Aaron Fox, Blake Munt. Isaiah Briscoe didn't do anything. Like he was just there. It was all Bam, Monk, Fox, and then Isaiah Briscoe was just the third wheel. He got a triple double. Remember that? He got a triple double. Only three UK players have ever done it.
Let me also add two more things. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you about, and then whatever you got. Okay. So two more things. Have you had? I assume you have had today on Jason Entz to discuss all of the fights in soccer in the stadiums, outside the stadiums, riots, lawlessness. Has he been on? Probably. He probably blew your phone up, to be honest. Big news, right?
No, I've not.
Tweeting about it all day.
I have not heard from Entz about the Colombia-Argentina brawl that broke out amongst the fans. He has been very quiet about that. Nothing about the manager being fired, who everybody wanted the manager to be fired.
Gotcha.
And so what's going to happen is they'll instill a new manager.
USA soccer's back now. Yeah, they're back.
Oh, yeah, they're back. Yeah. That was the missing piece.
They're back.
Yeah, they get a new manager in there, and they'll go and they'll still lose in the Olympics early on, and no one will care. No one will care. So no, Entz has not been saying anything. So what was your other thing?
Okay. Well, the other thing was, I mean, the photos coming from my man Todd Lanter and Maria Montgomery's wedding.
Oh my gosh,
stellar,
man!
How great that! I mean, everyone in that wedding party was like attractive.
Yes, everybody.
What a tough, I mean, if like one of us just would have been there, right?
Oh, we'd have been shooed away.
Guy?
Get out of the picture.
Yeah. Like sometimes you go to these swanky things in the East End and you bring that big minivan in.
Yeah.
And there's somebody, you know, it's got a Tesla and an Acura and Audi and all Vans and Mercedes. Like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Who's this guy? You know? That's basically what we would have been there. I mean, how great's that? Lantern looking fantastic. They're the new Issel and Sherry.
They are.
The new Dan Issel.
Yeah.
And Sherry Issel.
Watch out,
are
Dan and
not?
Sherry. There's the new sheriffs in town. Oh, one more thing before we get you out of this. You're going to like this.
No, you're fine.
So we were talking to Zach Cantrell here about his 4th of July weekend. And we're like, you know, what did you do?
Can I pause you real quick?
Yeah.
Can I pause you just real quick on that? So Cantrell comes up in my feed on Facebook all the time of people you may know.
Yeah.
And I mean, Cantrell, I love you, buddy. I'm never hitting that follow. Not one time.
I'm with you. Totally with you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like one of those things that now I'm like ingrained where I'm like, I'm never going to do it.
Yeah.
If something happens, I'll figure it out. You know, Louie will tell me.
Something
like that.
Louie will let you know. Well, the conversation was, when's the last time you shotgunned a beer? And Zach was like, oh, I actually did it last week. And we were like, well, where did you shotgun a beer? And he was at he was at the pool all day. And then he goes to some room in the Omni and was shotgunning beers. Listen to this ratio. Two guys, six women in this room in the Omni with Zach Cantrell shotgunning beers. How about that?
So he was staying at the Omni that weekend?
I wasn't staying there. No, I had a friend that was staying there, and he just gave us his room. So
yeah,
he gave you the room. Okay, so where was your friend then? Was he there with?
He was the other guy.
The room, or
he was the other guy.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
How about that? I was delighted when he said that. I mean, you should have seen the smile on my face. Zachy C shotgunning beers. He's like, Phil obviously asked the obvious question, like, how old were the women? And he was like, they ranged from 20 to 34.
28 to 34.
Sorry, 28 to 34.
Yeah, let's be clear.
28 to 34. Sorry, Zach. Apologies.
I mean, I'm a little bit stunned by that.
Yeah.
I like that.
There's
obviously a bunch of follow-ups that probably could be asked.
Yeah.
About, you know, the particulars of that day and an evening, but you know, we can probably leave it right there if you want.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, we'll leave it there. But he, good, I'm now convinced that Zach lives in a completely different life outside of the studio. Like he's up to some things that he doesn't share with us very often.
I mean, that's possible, or it's the exact opposite of that, or it's just he's exactly what you think.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, instead of being at the Omni, if he brings back to his apartment, weirded out by the Ryan Day posters that are up.
Right, yeah, the Ohio's.
If Corette just would have stayed in for one more year, and right here I have my bobblehead of Craig Krenzel.
Craig Krenzel.
He's not good enough to have a bobblehead, and there's no posters of coaches that lose three times.
Hey,
there you go.
Didn't Krenzel, like, win almost every game that he started?
Yeah, he lost two.
At Ohio State?
Yeah, he's, like, 21-2 or something.
That's a baller, man. Yeah. I remember that, like, NFL draft, talking Craig Krenzel. Like, how he's going to translate to the NFL. He's like A.J. McCarron. He lost, like, two games.
I bet Justin Rowland was like, Mike Hartline is our Craig Krenzel. Back in the day. On the Blue Forum. He put that up.
House
there.
Of Blue.
House of Blue.
My
first post on House of Blue. Mike Hartline is our Craig Krenzel.
Yeah,
He will go 21-2.
Yeah. Tank, if you're listening, you need to post that in House of Blue. Mike Hartline was our Craig Krenzel. All right, buddy. Well, I'll get you out of here, man. I appreciate the time. Always fun chatting on a Thursday, man. Be safe. Have fun this weekend. Later.
All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, later. Andy Sweeney, always fun to have on a Thursday. Texture Miners is out of the country on vacation. He can still, like, answer Locke's tweet. Come on. He can still say, hey, Locke, thanks, buddy. Texture, the new Beverly Hills cop is pretty good. Why is that there? Texture, you're paying a photographer anyway instead of videos of recruits with Lambos. It's PK going to the moon. Texture, was that blue thing a double-sided? Okay, I can't read that. A double-sided bleep ring. I don't know. Texture, Deron Lamb did more for UK than Reed Sheppard. I agree. I love Deron Lamb. I absolutely love Durant. He's one of my favorite players of the Cal era. He absolutely was one of my favorites. All right, let's take a quick break. On the other end, we have some Andrew Carr sound I want to play. I'm going to save this coaching stuff for tomorrow with Max. There'll be some holdovers. The Georgia offseason is at it again. And will Aaron Bradshaw be in the first round of the NBA draft next season? That and more here on the Roundtable, ESPN 680 105.7.
We did not. I knew Woody wouldn't play zone, or I thought he tricked me.
Welcome back to
but
the round
to be honest
round
with you,
daddy.
That would be the last thing I think James we would Street. Have a problem.
All right, welcome back on a Thursday. Final segment, really, Soccer really City, follows zone. Us at 6 p.m. here on ESPN 680, 105.7. It's the Roundtable. Hey, UPS Job Summer Hiring Fest is this weekend, so if you're out there looking for a job, join us for the UPS Summer Hiring Fest Saturday, July 13th, or Sunday, July 14th, summer treats and giveaways. Apply online, upsjobs.com/worldport, or just upsjobs.com. Day shift, part-time package handling positions available. Starting pay $21 an hour. It's pretty damn good. Benefits include paid holidays, paid vacations, 401k, tuition assistance, health care, including medical, dental, vision after 9 months. So if you're out there looking for work, I suggest going to upsjobs.com and the UPS Jobs Fest and check them out. 437-9680 as we reach the final leg of the show. So, Zach, I do want to play one piece of sound here before we start wrapping things up. So Andrew Carr, the transfer from Wake Forest, was talking about Travis Perry, who was, you know, Kentucky Mr. Basketball and was like the one high school commit from Kentucky that held over when Calipari left. So here's Andrew Carr talking about Travis Perry and his jump shot. Go ahead, Zach.
So we've heard a lot about this team's shooting ability
right.
from early practices. Who's the one guy that you
you just cannot ever leave Bronco forever.
I think it's pretty cool. You know, Travis Perry has done a really, you know, great job just in working out, going in and seeing him in there. You know, sometimes you walk in and he's at 500, 600 shots up, right, in the day and something like that. And all of it, and he's still at like 85%. And I'm like, how is that possible? Walk over, it's all threes, and he's at 85%. It's pretty crazy. So I'd say, you know, Travis Perry's been laying it up. You know, he made 59 in a row from a corner the other day. It's just, it's incredible. So
you mentioned Big Blue Nation.
All right, there, you hear that? You hear that, Zach Cantrell? You hear that? 85% with 500 shots.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe that.
You don't believe that?
I don't know. That seems a little... That's video game-like.
That is video. Maybe he's like a cheat code, Zach.
He's a cheat code.
He's a cheat
Pope
code.
Pope found the cheat code.
He did. Maybe Mark Pope found the cheat code. And Travis Perry could actually do that. That would be a great,
yeah,
addition.
If he could make 59 straight threes, that would be... That'd be solid.
That'd be solid. That'd be pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the MOP Luke Hancock make 59 straight threes. He lost to Andy Sweeney in a three-point shooting contest. That tells me all I need to know about that fluke championship run that UofL had in 2013. If you let Andy Sweeney beat you, how in the hell did you win a title? It was a fluke.
They didn't win the title, actually.
They did in 2013.
Yeah. It was vacated.
Exactly.
There's no champion.
Oh, Zach Cantrell with an elbow. There's the Hogan leg drop right there in the middle of the show. The Hogan leg. It was a fraud championship. It was vacated. It didn't happen. About that?
Nobody won. Michigan wasn't in the title game. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. No, you're exactly right,
it's
Zach.
It's all fake news.
Fake news. Nothing.
The fake news media wants us to believe they won.
I blame Jake Tapper. That's who I am. And Anderson Cooper. I blame them. Rachel Maddow, she had a hand in it, too. It's fantastic. Did you see, Zach, that two more Georgia football players were arrested for reckless driving?
Of course they were.
What are they doing? Is Athens Mad Max?
It's got to be. Is it GTA 6? What are we doing?
Yeah, what the hell? Is it like Mad Max? Everyone's just driving around recklessly, running into each other. I just feel like a hell. Like, you would.
They had somebody die last year.
Yes,
from drunk driving.
That's Mike Gundy.
That's Gundy.
Yeah, that's
who
Gundy.
Who hasn't done that 1,000 times?
Yeah, when I do the beer math, I mean, I've had 3 or 4 beers, and I've driven around. I'm Mike Gundy. I'm old. I'm 40. I'm a man. But, I mean, it's like, what? I mean, Kirby Smart's the best coach in college football. I think that's
sure.
Without a question. And now that Nick Saban's retired. By the way, did you see Nick Saban on his boat with his wife?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's looking good. Like
he should have retired years ago.
He's got the scruff going on. He's tanned. He looks like Vacation Saban. I've never seen that man relaxed.
No.
No one has.
I didn't know he was capable of relaxing.
You're exactly right. I didn't know that Nick Saban was capable of relaxing. But that photo of him and his wife on the boat.
Yeah.
I'm like... So that's what it looks like. that's what relaxed Nick Saban. You're right. He should have retired years ago.
Seriously.
He should have been like, you know what? I'm the greatest of all time. I even surpassed Bear Bryant in the hearts and minds of Alabama fans. I should just go ahead and just bow out.
I don't need to make a living going after 18-year-olds' approval so when I can just retire and be on a boat and relax. Like, come on. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, exactly. So
Nick.
He's looking great, but Kirby Smart's the best. You know, he's the best head coach of college football. It's like, Kirby, come on. I mean, have a team meeting. Sit everybody down, and I did see a tweet. I forgot who tweeted out, but it was like, Kirby Smart was on a cell phone, and it was a meme, and it said, okay, go ahead and sign the Uber NIL deal or something like that.
Do you remember
that?
The quote Spurrier had about playing Georgia? He's like, oh, I always like playing Georgia week 2 or 3 because they'd always have a bunch of guys suspended.
Spurrier was great. That's the thing. As a Kentucky fan, I should not like Steve Spurrier. My father, who's as diehard a Kentucky fan as there is out there, and he loves Kentucky football.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those fans that prefers Kentucky football over Kentucky basketball. We don't agree on that, but, you know, apples. Him and Godby. Yeah, exactly. And he hates Steve Spurrier because he just disparaged Kentucky. I mean, he would go in there and beat them 59-0, make fun of them, say they sure had a great punter, things like that. I think it's funny. I thought he was funny.
Spurrier's great.
I love Spurrier. I think the game misses Steve Spurrier.
Free Shoes University. Yeah, he said that about Florida State.
Oh, yeah.
He said, like, Auburn when the library burnt down. And he's like, the real tragedy is there were all a bunch of coloring books in there. Half of them weren't finished.
There's nobody like that in college football now.
Yeah, he said, can't spell citrus without UT.
Yeah, who? Exactly.
Peyton Manning came back because he wants to be the first three-time Citrus Bowl MVP.
Yeah. So is there anyone like that that trash talk is, talks like that in college football now?
And we need that.
We do need that.
There
we
is
need,
nobody like that.
We need a fiery, you know, kind of gruff, grumpy, grouchy head coach that just ethers people. He goes out there, beats them by, you know, 50 points, and just makes fun of them.
Yeah.
Like, there's a, now we just get coach speak. Like, Kirby Smart will beat Kentucky 45-14. And he'll come out there and he'll be like, well, you know, they played really hard and they got a good team out
there.
Head pat. And he gives the head, yeah, he gives them the head pat. Mark Stoops is my friend and they compete. And you know, Mark Stoops football is tough football and da 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 da. No, I want the coach to come out there and be like, y'all suck.
Or when they
y'all
play
bums.
Like Samford or something, like, we knew this was going to be a tough game.
Yeah,
after
exactly.
they win by 50.
I hate that. And Kentucky does that. Mark Stoops does that too. Jeff Brom does it too.
Yeah, like, they
when,
all do.
Like when they, like when Louisville beat Murray State last year, but at ungodly score. They played 12 quarterbacks, whatever. I don't remember Jeff Brom's press conference word from word. If Blank would know that. Blankenbaker would definitely know that. But I'm sure after the game, he was like, well, you know, we knew that'd be a tough matchup, and it's just good to get some guys out there and see what they can do. We knew this would be a challenge, and our players met the challenge. Like, I don't need to hear that. Make fun of them.
Lou Holtz used to treat every team he played like they were an NFL team or the greatest football team that ever existed.
Oh, he did.
They'd play like Navy or something.
Yeah.
Notre Dame would win by 40, and he'd be like comparing them to the Packers or something.
Yeah,
like that.
You know what? You ever see when Brett Favre's back there passing? That's what I think of when Navy's quarterback goes out there. It's like, they just run the triple option. What? Like, they didn't pass one time.
That's when we knew Lou Holtz was Ceno.
Yeah. I saw the one Notre Dame game I went to in my life, and it really was a fun experience. Like, that's an awesome campus. It's great. Tailgating is on campus because that's where the stadium is.
Yeah.
I saw it was Bob Davies' last season. Remember Bob Davies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was Bob Davies' last season. They played Navy, and it actually was like a close game.
Of course. That's why Bob Davies was fired.
That's why he got
it.
Fired. They brought in Tyrone Willingham. Remember Tyrone Willingham?
Tyrone Willing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My dad's a Notre Dame fan. I'm very well-versed
Dame history. I used to really cheer for Notre Dame because it's like the Catholic thing to do.
Sure,
like, I'm Catholic. Like, when you're born, like, you get baptized and you get handed Notre Dame gear. Like,
yep.
That's just the way it goes. And so I was, like, super invested in them for a long time. And then eventually I just woke up one day and I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm not going to be the two college football team guy.
No, you can't do
like,
that.
I
hate that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the knock on all Kentucky fans. It's like, all Kentucky fans, you know, cheer for Alabama or whatever it is. Like, I can't play into that stereotype. So I swore off Notre Dame. I don't like them anymore. I don't cheer for them. I don't care. But there was a time when I was a really big Notre Dame fan. So I lived through Bob Davies, Tyrone Willingham, and then Charlie Weiss.
Decided schematic advantage.
Yeah.
Charlie Weiss.
Oh, yeah. He was, I mean, he was the darling of college football.
Yeah. Oh, that first year. He was.
Oh, yeah.
Rockne reincarnated.
He was. Oh, absolutely. They had Jeff Smarja. They had Brady Quinn. They took USC down to the wire. I was like, oh.
The Bush push.
Yeah, no, yeah, the Bush push. Notre Dame's back.
And brings up a good point. We have Lane Kiffin. That's true.
Lane Kiffin's pretty good. Lane Kiffin.
We didn't have Leach was that guy.
Leach. Oh, yeah. Mike Leach was that guy. Mike Leach didn't give a bleep.
Yeah,
he's going to tell it like it is, or he wouldn't. He'd just talk about whatever he wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Texter, okay, Rudy. Yes, thank you very much. It was very Rudy-like, absolutely. Texter, Spurrier would say UK had a good punter. Yep, that was one of his famous lines. Texter, Rick cheered for Notre Dame and Miami. I didn't cheer for Miami. I just had a Miami hat, okay? I was like 17 years old. The hat looked cool. I just bought a hat. Everybody had hats of teams they didn't cheer for when you were younger because they look cool and they match what you were wearing, and that's the case, okay?
To be fair, if you grew up in the 80s, you probably wore Miami gear because they were the it team in college
football. This was their resurgence. This was with Ken Dorsey.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, yeah. Willis McGahee.
Oh, yeah.
Ed Reed.
Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson.
You could go on.
Oh, yeah. They were... stacked, stacked Jeremy Shockey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that, I mean, those teams.
I like those Miami teams.
They were fun.
Yeah.
They just blew everybody out.
Uh-huh.
And
well, then Ohio State broke them.
Until Ohio State, yeah, until Maurice Claret ran
and
all over
and they've never recovered.
And they've never recovered. Poor Maurice Claret. What a sad story. I mean, he's okay
he's
now.
He's fine now.
Like, he's doing fine. But, like, I felt bad for that dude. He took a lot of bad advice.
Yeah, he did.
And Jim Tressel didn't give a damn.
Nah, well.
And his sweater vest.
You talk about how college football's changed. Now Ohio State's getting deals with tattoo artists.
I know exactly that. Their entire, like, Jim Tressel's career was nuked.
For tattoos.
For tattoos.
It's the dumbest scandal you've ever heard.
It was like they were trained like their championship rings for tattoos. Like, who cares? It's
Don't
their
care.
Ring. Let them do what they want with it. It was terrible. It was terrible. All right, we got to get out of here. Soccer City's up next. Appreciate it, Max Gobby. Be on here with me tomorrow on the Roundtable, ESPN 680 105.7.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.